ISIL terrorists have blown up the ancient temple of Baal Shamin in the UNESCO-listed Syrian city of Palmyra. The Takfiri terrorists placed a large quantity of explosives in the temple and detonated it. The blast has caused serious damages to the temple. Palmyra fell into ISIL's hands on May the 21st. One more Turkish soldier has been killed in clashes with the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in southeastern Turkey. The army says that three more soldiers were injured in a shooting attack in Diyarbakir province. The militants targeted a group of soldiers who were guarding a hydroelectric power plant. In Lebanon, clashes have broken out at a protest rally against the government's inability to deal with rubbish collection problems plaguing the capital, Beirut. Police used water cannon to disperse the angry protesters who were burning trash on the streets. At least 20 people were injured in the violent clashes. Saudi military aircraft continue pounding Yemen. At least two people have been killed as Saudi warplanes bombard a district in Yemen's northwestern Hajjah province. Saudi jets also targeted Ansarullah movement positions in Bab al-Mandeb Strait, killing 13 fighters. Over 5,000 people have been killed in Saudi attacks since March. A Saudi army general has been killed in a retaliatory attack by Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region. He was the highest-ranking officer to be killed in border attacks since Saudi Arabia launched its deadly offensive on Yemen in late March. Thousands of migrants and refugees, mostly Syrians, have made their way through Macedonia after being stranded for days on the country's border with Greece. They've now registered in reception facilities. Authorities say the vast majority plan to get to Hungary and then travel to wealthier European Union countries. Senior officials from North and South Korea hold their second day of talks to ease tensions and heated rhetoric that escalated last week, but there's been no word of progress. South Korea says even as the North is pursuing dialogue, its troops are preparing for a fight. And the Pentagon confirms that an explosion has occurred at a U.S. military base in Japan. The explosion happened at the Sagami Depot in the city of Sagamihara. No injuries have been reported. Firefighters are currently fighting the resulting fire to prevent its spread to nearby buildings.